think of crowdsourcing, you might think of something like challenge.gov, where people both inside and outside of government work together to solve some kind of a problem. The Defense Department's crowdsourcing designs for a combat vehicle. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, is working on the experimental crowd-derived combat support vehicle. Voting's just closed on the top three designs. The winning one will become a working concept vehicle in just a few months. Army Lieutenant Colonel Nathan Wiedemann is the Deputy Program Manager for DARPA's Adaptive Vehicle Make Portfolio. He's my guest to explain how crowdsourcing works in a vehicle environment. Colonel, thank you very much for being on the program, sir.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Why do you do crowdsourcing for a vehicle that's going to go into a war zone?
Well, we've been facing, across the department, we've been facing a challenge of things take too long for us to field. They're too expensive. They take too long. And the main reason that it takes so long, so expensive to get things is we're stuck in this. We have to design, build, test, redesign, build, test, iteration. And a way to get around that, a way to design things faster, a way to develop things faster, is to access a broader idea pool. And crowdsourcing is a way of doing that, getting innovation from a broader expanse of people so that we can actually develop these things more quickly.
Now, this is not the first time you've tried crowdsourcing for this. Tell me what else you've done and what lessons you learned from doing crowdsourcing. The experience most agencies have is we get a few wacky answers, and most of the feedback that we get, most of the ideas that we get, are actually pretty good.
Hey, that's true. DARPA has some experience in the past with crowdsourcing. Grand Challenge, Urban Challenge, Network Challenge, those are all things that we've done in the past and learned a great deal from. The XC2V, Experimental Crowd Drive Combat Support Vehicle Challenge, was focused on can we actually get a militarily relevant vehicle body design through a crowdsourcing technique. We've never really done that before. This is really an experiment to look at different ways of doing crowdsourcing. This was a way of doing it. There are many ways of doing it, and we learned a lot. We were really happy with how things came out.
You're right. There are many ways to do it. What is it about your particular way of doing it that you think has given you the results that you are so pleased with?
Well, it was an existing way of doing things with a company that ran this for us, a company called Local Motors out in Phoenix. They had an existing community that through our efforts and theirs, we were able to expand and really get to a whole bunch of folks who never traditionally contribute in any meaningful way to military vehicle design. That's the kind of innovation that we're trying to reach, is to really expand that community. We're really excited by the response. It was huge, bigger than anything that Local Motors has had in any of their previous competition, so it really turned out well for us.
If I'm sitting here in another agency, whether it's a civilian agency or another part of DOD, and I'm trying to figure out whether crowdsourcing is something I want to get involved with, when you first started to do it, what were some of the apprehensions that you had? Well, maybe do we really want to throw these ideas out there to just anybody to be able to contribute?
Well, you mentioned one. I mean, you get some wacky ideas, and that can be both good and bad. Can we actually do that? We didn't know going in. Can we actually get something militarily relevant, something worthwhile, out of this process? And we think that in the long run, the answer to that is yes. There are things that we have to take into account, things that we have to do, lessons we've learned from doing this. You have to be very careful and spend a lot of time and effort getting the community excited, getting them engaged, making sure you've got that broad idea pool engaged that you're trying to involve. Make sure that you build an infrastructure to allow people to actually collaborate and share ideas. That's really getting the crowd engaged, not just with you, but with one another, can really light the fires of innovation. In addition, making sure that you've got a good set of rules, guidelines that are just absolutely crystal clear about how this is going to work up front. And we're still working towards the end state of what that's going to look like to make it work for DARPA.
I imagine there is also a big difference between a crowd and the right crowd to help you design and get the ideas that you need to ultimately design various things, including this vehicle. How do you go about making sure that the right people know that you're doing this so that they can then come and contribute?
Well, I mean, that's a public relations challenge, is making sure that you've got the word out to the right folks, to the right community or set of communities, the people who are both interested but also have, you know, the level of interest and expertise to contribute in a way that's actually going to help us get to the end state we're looking for. So, yeah, that's a challenge.
I mentioned that voting is closed now on this particular vehicle. The top three designs have been selected, and the winning one becomes a working concept vehicle in just a couple of months. Where do we go after that?
Well, as I said, this is an experiment for us to look at a way of doing a crowdsourced development. We are looking at follow-on activities. In the grand scheme, this is really was a proof of principle for us as part of the larger adaptive vehicle make portfolio of programs. Ultimately, we want to use crowdsourcing and a combination of tools and infrastructure to help us get to a fully functional infantry fighting vehicle, utilizing that broad idea base that we can access through crowdsourcing. You know, in the span of a few years, to help us be able to develop these things faster, a fully functional infantry fighting vehicle in the span of a few years.
Colonel, we're almost out of time. I wanted to ask you, is there anything in any of these designs that made you and your colleagues go, whoa, that's pretty cool, never expected to see something like that?
There were some really innovative ideas that came in. Some of the ideas, you know, obviously, you know, we had a group of officers who were helping us examine these and look at them. There were a lot of whoa moments of, you know, that's something that's really neat. I never would have thought of that. So overall, it was just a fantastic response.
We've got pictures of the vehicles linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, and we'll